Good morning. We are continuing with our topic of paskening shailas. What experience is necessary for a Rav to be paskening shailas? So we left off yesterday with the Radvaz, who said that if you have an individual who is not higia lahora, he's not there yet. He doesn't have enough experience. He hasn't done enough shimush. He doesn't have enough learning under his belt in order to pasken siri shaila. So it is permitted when he is asked a shaila, he can look in the svarim. He can look in the poskim. He can look in the tshuvas. He can research and find an answer. And in fact, if it's explicit in the poskim, if it's explicit in the svarim, he can give a psak based on that. However, if it's not explicit in the Sfarim, then he would have to do some analysis through Sfara, and he'd have to be comparing areas of Lacha that are clear to the Shaila that he has, and he would have extrapolate and compare Milsa la Milsa, one issue to another issue. And there we have a concern, says the Radvaz, if the person doesn't have sufficient experience, he's not Higiel or Ra, doesn't have enough Torah knowledge and the like, then he should not be paskening shailas that take the next step of extrapolating from the written halacha in order to get to the question that was posed to that individual. So on that point, and that's what we're going to delve into today, looking into svarim, paskening a shaila based on proper research. So in fact, the Chassam Sofer was concerned, even if somebody would do research, but he is not higia lahora. It's not the person that has enough experience, enough learning under his belt. The Tshuvas Mishnah Sachir says in the name of the Maram Shik, or the Maram Shik was a student, a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer used to talk about those Rabbanim who did not learn a sufficient amount, and when they got a Shaila, they would start looking through Svarim, so he was not very keen on that. In fact, there's a story that's brought down in the Toldos Kol Aryeh, that the great Rav, the Kol Aryeh, he tells the story himself, that when he was learning in the yeshiva of the Chassam Sofer, there was a certain Talmud Chacham that came and he wanted to get smicha from the Chassam Sofer. He wanted to get smicha, not regular smicha, ladun elohoros, serious smicha. Ladun is to be a judge, also dayanos. So he wanted to get a real smicha from the Chassam Sofer. And it happened to be that the Kol Aryeh, who was in the yeshiva, knew this Talmud Chacham, knew he was a Talmud Chacham. And accordingly, this Talmud Chacham from outside the yeshiva asked the Kol Aryeh, a great student of the Chassam Sofer, learning in the yeshiva, can you come with me to my smicha exam? It was going to be an oral exam, and the Chassam Sofer was going to test him to see if he was worthy of getting smicha. And v'chein haveh, the Kol Aryeh, the student in the yeshiva Chassam Sofer, consented to go with his Talmud Chacham to the Chassam Sofer for the smicha exam. And during that exam, and this is being recorded by the Kol Aryeh in his sefer, during that smicha exam, the Chassam Sofer asked two questions to that Talmud Chacham that were not explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, and that Talmud Chacham did not know how to answer. He didn't know the answer to the two questions, and that Talmud Chacham got embarrassed, because you're sitting in front of the Chassam Sofer, you're supposed to be ready for your smicha exam, and he asked you two questions, and you don't know the answers. And that individual, that Talmud Chacham, apologized to the Chassam Sofer, and he says as follows, that any shaila that comes to me, I don't answer Baal Peh, I don't answer on the spot. Chas v'shalom, I should do that. I look well into the tour, I look well into the Shulchan Aruch in order to verify, to be certain that the Psak is correct. That was effectively his excuse. That was his excuse, you know, I need to look inside, I need to focus, I need to make sure I get a correct answer. And the Chassam Sofer answered as follows. He said, do you think that I remember everything I saw in the Shulchan Aruch, the Arba Chalakim of the Shulchan Aruch? It's so broad. I also forget things. I don't remember everything, but I'll tell you the difference here. The difference is, Baruch Hashem, I learned all of it, all four Chalakim of the Shulchan Aruch, and I may not remember the contents of the details of everything, but at a minimum, I do remember where I need to look in the Shulchan Aruch in order to get an answer. However, somebody who never learned the Shulchan Aruch is going to be unable to even find, to explore, to search and find, search and see, search and find what he's looking for, because he hasn't learned it the first time. So that was the message to the Chassam Sofer. I think we can extrapolate from this that who can answer questions, who can ask Piskei Halacha, it's not enough to get a question and then start searching there afterward. You have to know, you have to have learned in the past, you have to have learned significantly in the past. It doesn't mean you have to remember everything, but it has to be that you know where to look because you've seen it before. Not that somebody would start taking out a Bar Ilan or the Osra Chochma and start searching for a response. We're talking about a Rav Paskening Shailas. It means that he had to have been through the material one time. Doesn't mean it has to remember it all, but it has to mean that at least on the level he can locate it out of experience, having seen it before, and that is such a person who can Paskin Shailas, as opposed to this Talmud Chacham that was coming to the Chassam Sofer, who had never learned those areas of the Shulchan Aruch that he was being tested on. That would be unacceptable, saying the Chassam Sofer, to give such an individual smicha to Paskin Shailas. Have a wonderful day.